From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A review of campaign ads for this year's midterm election shows a late surge in negative television ads. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
About two-thirds of the ads are negative, either contrasting the competing candidates in a race, or more likely, just attacking one of them straight on. It's part of a steady march away from positive messaging over the past four elections. The analysis comes from the Wesleyan Media Project, a three-college effort to track and analyze political advertising this year. The project finds that candidates themselves tend to run positive ads, but the party committees, and especially the unaffiliated outside groups, mostly attack. And it's those outside groups that have upped their spending 150% this year compared to 2 years ago. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Haiti is grappling with dual emergencies, the ongoing effort to stem a cholera epidemic, and the impending arrival of Tropical Storm Tomas. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that it's even possible that Tomas will become a hurricane.
Tomas was blamed for at least five deaths, flooding, and extensive wind damage when it hit islands in the eastern Caribbean as a hurricane over the weekend. But as it traveled west, Tomas encountered strong upper-level wind shear that weakened it to a tropical storm. Those same winds are expected to make the storm system take a hard right later in the week and pass over Haiti. The National Hurricane Center says it's possible those upper-level winds will diminish, allowing Tomas to re-strengthen back into a hurricane as it heads north. Aid groups worry that even if Haiti avoids a direct hit, heavy rain and flooding could be devastating to the estimated 1.3 million people living in improvised housing under tarps. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
In Afghanistan, authorities say they've arrested over 150 drug traffickers, including 11 government officials. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul that in southern Afghanistan, two NATO soldiers died in a bomb explosion.
The Afghan Criminal Justice Task Force announced that the arrests included a senior police official in the north of the country. Afghanistan is the world's leading producer of opium, which contributes to corruption at nearly all levels of the government. American officials have pressured the Afghan government to crack down on graft, prompting charges that foreign contractors benefit the most from the lack of transparency. Combat continues across eastern and southern Afghanistan, even as the traditional fighting season gives way to winter. Taliban fighters briefly held a town in the province of Ghazni along the main highway between Kabul and Kandahar. The insurgents destroyed a police station and seized vehicles and heavy weapons. 16 policemen were unaccounted for, according to Afghan officials. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Voting in Bell, California will get to decide on March 8th whether to replace city council members before their term expires. A recall motion was approved at a meeting late Monday by the minimum number required for a quorum, three council members. This is NPR News. A Dallas man is facing more than 2 years in federal prison for threatening President Obama. Brian Miller could have received up to 5 years after pleading guilty to posting a threat against the president on the website Craigslist last March. Authorities say they tracked him down through his email address. A jury in Austin, Texas is getting its first insights into charges that former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay illegally tried to help Texas Republican candidates. Matt Largy of member station KUT in Austin reports on opening statements in DeLay's money laundering trial.
In opening statements, prosecutors attempted to frame the case against DeLay in terms of money and the pursuit of power. They painted a picture of a scheme to funnel corporate donations from DeLay's Political Action Committee through the Republican National Committee and back to state legislative candidates in Texas in 2002. State law prohibits Texas candidates from taking contributions directly or indirectly from corporations. Prosecutors say the swap amounts to money laundering, but defense attorney Dick DeGaren called it good politics. He said these kinds of money swaps happen all the time and there's nothing illegal about it. Even if there was, DeGaren says, his client didn't know anything about it before it happened. Jurors also heard from several witnesses, the first of many in a trial that's expected to last up to 3 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin.
The Giants have won their first World Series since 1954 and their first since they moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. The Giants captured the title after beating the Texas Rangers 3-1 in Game 5 of the playoffs. The Giants' Edward Renteria has been named Most Valuable Player. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for